Glory to you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you and thank you for this morning that has been so fun and exuberant already. With even the announcements, just so beautiful, Lord God. Our hearts have been prepared. Our minds, our very souls, Lord God, our spirit. Bless our efforts to hear you. Speak to us. And bless our efforts to listen. We give glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, lovelies. Today's topic, witness. We've been going through a series on God in my everything. We're at the very last topic for this series. And like I said, hold on to your seats. Let's see what God's going to do. I just want to say, do not feel attacked or pressurized or whatever things the enemy will try to do to get you to shut down, okay? I'm praying protection over each and every one of us right now. Lord God, only you have your way with us.
Amen.
All right. So, like I said, the topic is witness. And I asked a few people who are around to kind of give us an understanding of what witness is. So I tried my hand at making a video. Don't laugh. Okay. All right. So that was my first run at making my own video. Thank you very much. All right. So a witness shares what they have seen and experienced. Ken Shigematsu in God in My Everything says witness is sharing our faith. In Acts 1:8, Jesus says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." What that means for us is in our hometowns, in places that are familiar to us, in places we don't like, ruled by people we don't like, and in places utterly unfamiliar to us, we will be his witnesses. In these places, we will share our faith. In his book, Ken Shigematsu describes four faces of witness: life, deeds, signs, and word. The first face is life. Life is another way of saying character. If you haven't given much thought to your character, today would be a good day to change that. Philippians 1:27 says, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel." That's Paul talking. And in a manner worthy of the gospel is talking about our character, being unified, not divisive. We're a kingdom of priests, a holy nation set apart. We shouldn't behave like the world. We're to love one another, and we're to love our enemies. How do we do this? We ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day. Every day, when you wake up, when you're sitting eating breakfast, eating lunch, Lord God, fill me with your spirit. It's a simple prayer and a prayer that he says he will answer. Have you seen God do a good work in your life? That's what we're supposed to share. If you have a good character, it will stand out. You don't make it happen, but there are things that we can do to kind of practice walking in God's ways, not our own. He says he gives us the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 and 23 say it's love, joy, peace, forbearance, what we call patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yes, we do have all those things. We do. It's just we don't practice them. So part of what makes our character like God is the Spirit of God living in us and then us connecting with Him and letting His ways become our ways. I'm going to tell you a story. I went to a funeral of a wonderful man. His name is Richard Twist. There was another guy who got up to speak at Richard's funeral, and my heart was panicking because I know that this guy and Richard had differences and there were some issues between them. And I thought, what is this man going to say? And the man, when he got up there, he said, everything you see and hear today is a testimony to a good man. You know, Richard and I have our disagreements, but you will not see anything uncovered here today. There will not be a second family or a line of other women. He was a good man and good to all. What you see is what you get with Richard. That's a beautiful testimony. In this day when we hear so many things about Christians not having good character, I want to remind us today, it's possible, but we just have to lean into God, asking Him, care about these things, okay? All right, so God in my everything encourages you to practice a way of life that is centered around Jesus. This book will help you build better character because it reminds you to engage God in every aspect of your life. As you try to implement the things you're learning, share that with a friend, a coworker, a family member, a church member, someone you don't know. All of this is witness. And you guys might be laughing like, someone I don't know. I have done that. You just feel led, right? It's like standing, looking at a sign that says closed in a store that I wanted to go in. And a lady, she was standing there looking at the same sign. And we both looked at each other. And I said, well, I guess at least I was able to walk here on my own power. No hurts, no problems. I have nothing to complain about. Life is good. And she says, you believe that? And I said, yes, I do. In fact, I believe God made it so that my body can do mostly what I wanted to do. And she's like, you believe that? I said, yes, I do. She goes, me too. Who knew? And we had a great time. We went out to lunch together. So anyway, that's just to say, you can share what God is doing in your life with anybody. All right. So if you don't have any stories of your own of how God is working in your life, that's okay. You can start with this book, Life's Healing Choices. It's a book that leads you through a discovery process. You discover who you are and who God is. The same book is great to do as a life group, as a group with friends, or as a one-on-one with one friend. This book helps you to see what God is doing in your life. It gives you something to share. As we experience the transforming power of Jesus in our lives, people will be drawn to know more about the God who is at work within us. That's life, character. The second face of witness is deed. Deed is the same as actions. The book of James says, faith without deeds is not faith. We all know God inspires us to do things. Matthew 5:14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. These verses explain that our good deeds bring glory to God. They point people to God. We show people how amazing God is by doing the things he tells us to do. I know we here at Redemption do some serious acts of love. Many of us are generous with our money, giving time. Folks have been keeping track of others in this COVID season. Others have been learning new skills like inner healing prayer to care for others. People are here for each other in time of need. People have been helping to engage our neighbors by decorating the outside of the church or donating goodies to share with our neighbors. By the way, we are going to be collecting some money, like $1 or $2, to pay for balloons that we want to give. Some person had an idea that if we gave out helium balloons on Easter for He is Risen, hallelujah, that is going to be so much fun. So we need a little bit of help with the balloon purchase because the balloons were more expensive. But for Easter and to celebrate the risen King, I think it is worth it. It's like $2 a balloon. All right. So next week or the week after Easter, we'll ask for a donation. All right. So deeds. I'm going to bring up a huge deed, you guys. Pray for openness to God's Spirit as I speak. Do not let the enemy make you feel condemned, all right? I want that out there. But it's just trying to open us up. What kind of things, what kind of deeds are like that light shining on the hill? All right, early Christians were known for saving orphans and caring for widows. People who were not valued back then and who are not valued today. Children who have one parent or less are not loved by society. That is expected. What about us Christians? Christians used to walk the streets collecting the children who were left to die. In 2019, BC had 750 kids available for adoption. 35% over the age of 13. That means 65% were younger. They had 91 sibling groups of two, 22 sibling groups of three, 9 sibling groups of 4, 1 sibling group of 5, and 1 sibling group of 6. Some have diabetes, some have abuse and neglect issues. All of them have been taken from their parents. Many are indigenous. This is a ministry that the church used to be involved in. They were so good at it, everyone noticed. Was it easier to take care of strangers' unwanted kids back then? It took some kind of immense love and working together. Actions that pointed to the love of God. This is not a guilt trip. This is a reminder of who we are, our true identity. We do need to lay down our idols of comfort and convenience and be open to the Spirit's leading. The government will let you adopt a kid when you are 19 years old. No comment. I think if you're 19, you're off the hook. Everyone 25 and older who is a Christian in BC should be doing some soul searching. The Trotters and the Bolts are off the hook for now. Their homes are full. If you're 70 and over, you're off the hook because 70 is the fullness of days. But the rest of us should pray. And ask, God, how can we help? Yes, raising a child is a serious commitment and it doesn't have any promised reward in the near future. But if God tells you to do it, you should do it. It's a part of our legacy and is true religion. Some of you got very uncomfortable during this section. Your life is your life. If you gave it to Jesus, you really should ask him what he wants you to do with it, your life. If you think you would make a horrible parent, you can repent and ask God to heal you, make you healthy. Are you living a wholehearted life for Jesus? Or are you living a safe, comfortable life? Ask God if you're doing what he wants. He is who we live for. We live to please him. If you're living for Jesus, people will notice and give glory to God. You will be his witnesses. The third face of witness is signs. We call this God speaking through circumstances, visions, and anything else he wants to. Sometimes people who don't know God will share how something weird happened, and they wonder if it means anything. As Christians, we're accustomed to those kinds of things. The Whisper from the Wings by David Lodi is a story about a number of these happenings. Some people call them coincidences. Some people call them God sightings. We can share with people these types of situations or help them to see what is happening in their own lives. Could it be God speaking in his interesting way? I know a man when he was younger loved to scuba dive. He wasn't a Christian back then. And he went to this underwater cave. And he said that when he got there, he explored it, went to the back. And then he noticed that there was a part of the cave that was no longer underwater. So he climbed up on the ledge and kind of, you know, was nosing around. He found a book back there. And when he picked it up, it was open to John 3:16, and John 3:16 was highlighted. And he was like, if this God would go through all this trouble to connect with me, maybe I need to seek him. Another way to do signs is through inner healing prayer. It's a style of prayer where people are encouraged to invite Jesus into a situation that has caused them pain. Our church will be offering this ministry soon. The prayer team and you can be a great resource for a wounded, unbelieving, or believing friend. If you would like to accompany your unbelieving or believing friend, you could come along as an extra prayer support or as a scribe, the person who writes down the good things God is saying or doing. Sometimes pictures and Bible verses are shared with folks. Many times people have a positive encounter with the risen Lord. You can be his witness by sharing your God sightings or helping others to see how God might be speaking to them. The fourth and final face of witness is word. Notice that we did not start there, but there's a time and place to bring the word of God to people. The other three faces alone can be misunderstood as not being connected to God at all. The Bible speaks all about God, so it is clear who it is referring to, or I guess whom. God will give you the timing. Romans 10:14 says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Preaching in the good sense, people, okay? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Alpha is a helpful tool for bringing the good news to people. It is a safe place for people to ask their questions and to experience God in an unhurried way. They're introduced to the Bible and they get to hear others' testimonies. Alpha can be done as a life group, or as a group of friends who invite their not yet believing friends, pooling your resources. Alpha Online has worked very well. We just had our Holy Spirit retreat God was definitely stirring hearts and shifting things around. No decisions were made yet, to follow Jesus at least. But one person in particular is seeing visions of Jesus and knows that Jesus wants relationship with him. Another person wants to be delivered from anything that is not of Jesus. Another person is having conversations about the Holy Spirit and remembering past hurts. Words. The Bible explains how Jesus is God and how he died for our sins and rose from the dead. Sharing how you came to believe is a part of witnessing with words. The Bible points to God. When we share the Bible with people, it gives them an opportunity to encounter God in a way they may not have done before. When we share our story of coming to faith, they encounter God in a way they never have before. Here's my story. When I was 17, I was sitting in my chemistry class, not paying attention, and a friend next to me says, "Hey, Michelle, are you going to heaven?" And I'm like, "I don't know." He goes, "Do you want to find out?" I'm like, "Okay." And so he says, "Meet me in this room at lunchtime." I'm like, "Okay." And then the bell rang, that class was over, and I went to my next class. Then I went to lunch. And then I remembered, oh, I have an appointment. So I ran off to find my friend, and he was in this room. There were some other kids that were also in the room playing guitar and whatever, but they said, "Well, you guys should go in this little side room." So I went, there were two chairs waiting, and I sat down. My friend, I had known him for 3 years, went to school together. He says, "So, Michelle, do you believe in God?" I was raised Catholic. I said, "Yes." He said, "So, do you want to pray with me?" I'm like, "No." He goes, "Okay, so you believe in God?" "Yes." "Do you believe God made everything?" "Yes." He said, if you had something that belonged to God, would you give it back to him?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "Do you believe God made you?" "Yes." "Would you pray with me?" "You don't have to say anything you don't want to say." "Okay." And he led me through a basic sinner's prayer. "God, I'm sorry that I've been living my life like you don't exist. But I believe you made everything, that you made me. And I want to give myself to you now." At that moment, I felt like something had been taken off of me. I didn't even know I was carrying. I felt lighter than light, and I was crying, and I was not a person who cried easily. And my friend was crying, and he said, "I don't know your name. Your name, what's your name?" I'm like, "You don't know my name?" I'm like, "You know my name." He's like, "I don't know your name. I know your face, but I don't know your name." And I was quite disturbed by this, but I told him my name. And he's like, "Yes, yes, that's right." The bell rings and it's time to go to my next class. I go to the bathroom. I splash my face because I've been crying. Didn't want to look like I was crying. And then I went to class. My teacher says, "Michelle," he wants to send me to run errands. And he says, "I want you to do this, this, and this." And then he looks at me and goes, "What the hell have you been doing?" I'm like, what? I don't know what. And he's like, "Well, whatever it is, keep it up. You look damn good. Now get out of here." And I'm like, this is so weird. Then I'm going to run the errand, and a friend sees me and he says, "Hey, Michelle, are you a Christian?" And I'm like, what kind of crazy day is this? "Why did you ask me that?" He goes, "I don't know. I just felt like I was supposed to." And I'm like, this is such a crazy day. I think I am. I think I just became one today. And he's like, "Well, praise the Lord. Did I know this kid was a Christian?" No. So the next day I come to school and a friend meets me with a Bible and she says, "I heard what happened yesterday. Where are all these Christians coming from?" And she gives me this Bible and she says, "Read it and do what it says. And you can't go wrong." And I've been doing that ever since. So that's my testimony. If it rang true with any of you, if you are in a place where you know there's a God, but you haven't given yourself completely to Him, do it now. Do it now. I've been following Jesus 40 years. 40 years! And I'm still in love with Him. He is so amazing. No, everything doesn't go right, but He blows my mind about how amazing He is and what He can do. He is so amazing. And what this conversation with you today is about is testimony. Telling people about what God is doing in your life. He has saved me from so many crazy things, but the most is from myself because I'm good at ruining my life and God has protected me. So I want to pray. Thank you for listening. I love you guys so much. And I want you to love the one who is the lover of your soul so much. Let's pray. Father God, I give glory to you. I thank you for your love for us and the ways that you draw us to yourself. Help us to hear your voice above all others. We give glory to you, Lord God. Call us, show us, shape us as this kingdom of priests, a nation set apart who are your witnesses. Bless our efforts to heed your voice and to love like you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.